God of mission, we thank you for your gifts that surround us. Out of our gratitude to your faithful love, we give ourselves and this token of monetary gift for the furtherness of your missions. Bless our gifts that they may be multiplied by the transforming ministries of the world. In your name we pray. Amen. In this choral reading and reflection, you will hear voices that you might not see. Our narrator is going to be John Curry. Jesus is going to be Van Kelly. And the woman of the well will be Daylene. And then you get me periodically.
Jesus left Judea and started for Galilee again. This time he had to go through Samaria, and on his way came to the town of Sychar. It was near the field that Jacob had long ago given to his son Joseph. The well that Jacob had dug was still there, and Jesus sat down beside it because he was tired from traveling. It was noon, and after Jesus' disciples had gone into town to buy some food, a Samaritan woman came to draw water from the well. Jesus asked her,
"Would you please give me a drink of water?"
"You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink of water when Jews and Samaritans don't have anything to do with each other?"
"You don't know what God wants to give you, and you don't know who is asking you for a drink. If you did, you would ask me for the water that gives life."
"Sir, you don't even have a bucket, and the well is deep. Where are you going to get this life-giving water? Our ancestor Jacob dug this well for us, and his family and animals got water from it. Are you greater than Jacob?"
"Everyone who drinks this water will get thirsty again, but no one who drinks the water I give will ever be thirsty again. The water I give is like a flowing fountain that gives eternal life."
"Sir, please give me a drink of that water. Then I won't get thirsty and have to come to this well again."
In those days, men were not supposed to talk to women. Jesus tossed social etiquette and racism aside to address the woman. But the woman quickly reminded him of his faux pas. "How can you ask me for a drink? You are a Jew, I am a Samaritan woman." The woman's response is quite interesting. Jesus offers her the living waters, and yet she responds, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water?" The woman is so preoccupied with water pots that she cannot listen to what Jesus is saying. "Do you have any water pots in your life?" We get so occupied with water pots that we too cannot hear the still small voice of Jesus. "But I will give you living water, and the one who drinks the water I will give will never thirst." He did not mean that the one could take one drink of living water and never again feel thirst of the soul, any more than one could take one drink of any kind of water and not be thirsty. "The water I will give to all will impart a life-giving spirit. That as one drinks or touches the spirit, one experiences the quality of life, which is called eternal life." The woman finally says, "Give me this water." so I will not be thirsty, nor come all the way here to draw water. Isn't this the way the world thinks? Jesus, cutting to the chase, he sees her dryness, her soul thirst, as he sees ours. He sees the way we try to quench our thirst apart from him, but we will never receive it without him.
Jesus again speaks to the woman.
Go and bring your husband.
I don't have a husband.
That's right. You're telling the truth. You don't have a husband. You've already been married 5 times, and the man you are now living with isn't your husband.
Jesus said, go call your husband to come here. Those words shot through her like an arrow in her heart. How did Jesus know she had 5 husbands? The same reason he had passed through Samaria. In the fewest possible words, she tries to stop a dangerous subject at once. I have no husband. And he replies, you have had 5 husbands, and the one who you now have is not your husband. Did the woman have a bad reputation in the community? What did other women think of her? She could have been widowed by warfare, famine, or disease, took their toll on the main male population. She could have been divorced, but not by her choice. After 5 marriages, she finds herself living with a man, not her husband. She came to the well that day to avoid the crowd. How thirsty is she?
The woman speaks.
Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. My ancestors worshipped on this mountain. But you Jews say Jerusalem is the only place to worship.
Believe me, the time is coming when you won't worship the Father either on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans don't really know the one you worship, but we Jews do know the God we worship, and by using us, God will save the world. But a time is coming, and it is already here. Even now, the true worshipers are being led by the Spirit to worship the Father according to the truth. These are the ones the Father is seeking to worship him. God is Spirit, and those who worship God must be led by the Spirit to worship him according to the truth.
I know that the Messiah will come. He is the one we call Christ. When he comes, he will explain everything to us.
I am that one, and I am speaking to you now.
Jesus tells her salvation is from the Jews. That is, the Messiah will be Jewish. The time is coming where one worships will not matter, but the true worship will be in spirit and truth. I am the Messiah. The woman leaves the vessel she came to draw water with because she drank of living water. Just then, the disciples return, shocked to see Jesus speaking with the woman. Oops. Not quite etiquette.
The disciples returned about this time and were surprised to find Jesus talking with a Samaritan woman. But none of them asked him what he wanted or why he was talking with her. The woman left her water jar and ran back into town. She said to the people,
come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. Could he be the Messiah?
Everyone in town went out to see Jesus. While this was happening, Jesus' disciples were saying to him, "Teacher, please eat something." But Jesus told them,
"I have food that you don't know anything about."
His disciples started asking each other, "Has someone brought him something to eat?" Jesus said,
"My food is to do what God wants. He is the one who sent me, and I must finish the work that he gave me to do. You may say that there are still 4 months until harvest time, but I tell you to look, and you will see that the fields are ripe and ready to harvest. Even now, the harvest workers are receiving their reward by gathering a harvest that brings eternal life. Then everyone who planted the seed and everyone who harvests the crop will celebrate together. Some plant the seed, and others harvest the crop. I am sending you to harvest crops in fields where others have done all the hard work."
A lot of Samaritans in that town put their faith in Jesus because a woman had said,
"This man told me everything I have ever done."
They came and asked Jesus to stay in their town, and he stayed on for 2 days. Many more Samaritans put their faith in Jesus because of what they heard him say. They told the woman,
We no longer have faith in Jesus just because of what you told us. We have heard him ourselves, and we are certain that he is the Savior of the world.
What about us? We pray every week, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." God seeks to do his will through us, to bring his kingdom on earth through us. That by praying, this God may ask you to cross boundaries, to cross lines drawn in the sand. For there is no better way than to do the will of the Father. A cartoon I once saw pictured a little boy kneeling by his bed, saying his bedtime prayers. He prayed, "As you know, God, Monday morning is my first day of school, and I hope you won't lose sight of me in the crowd. Amen." Then I climbed into bed, thought for a minute, crawled out again, adding, "Oh, and by the way, I will be wearing red shorts and a Dallas Cowboys t-shirt." I wonder if the Samaritan woman prayed that morning that God might not lose sight of her. Did you also pray today that God keep you in his sight? I think we all have at one time or another. And I pray that we ask him to do that on a daily basis.